Democrat Maggie Hassan consistently votes to aid and abet Joe Biden's war on American energy. By Wendell Hasebo on October 25, 2022. Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, on Monday laid the blame for the nation's energy crises on President Joe Biden while ignoring her voting record that has enabled the Biden administration's war on American energy. "I'm going to continue to push to suspend the gas tax. Continue to push the administration to do more to lower the cost of home heating fuel this winter," Hassan said at a campaign stop in reference to the depleted strategic petroleum reserves, which have been drained 40% under Biden's leadership. On the campaign trail, Hassan has ignored her anti-American energy voting record that has impacted gas prices. She voted at least two times against energy exploration in ANWR. In 2021, she voted three times against legislation to prohibit a ban on fracking. In 2021, Hassan voted four times against advancing the Keystone XL pipeline, killing about 11,000 American energy jobs in the process. Also in 2021, Hassan signed on to a framework indexing the federal gas tax to inflation, which would tie fixed gas tax rates to market fluctuations, including soaring inflation. Additionally, Hassan voted against Senator John Barrasso's RY measure to increase domestic oil production and reduce gas prices. National Republican Senatorial Committee spokesman T.W. Arrighi held Hassan responsible for the Democrats' war on American energy. He said in a statement, "While standing next to Cory Booker, Maggie Hassan said with a straight face that the administration needs to do more to lower prices as if she didn't have 6 years' worth of anti-American energy votes. Energy costs didn't go up overnight. They are the culmination of horrible policy and gas tax hikes, both of which Hassan is to blame for." Hassan's Republican opponent, General Don Bolduc, has also blamed Hassan for the nation's energy crises. "She has supported Joe Biden 100% of the time, Schumer 96% of the time. People are struggling in New Hampshire," General Bolduc said of Hassan on Breitbart News Saturday. In the last 2 years, the Biden administration has succeeded in driving up private and public financing costs of oil drilling, halting drilling on public lands, and canceling the Keystone pipeline. "I think everything that Senator Hassan was doing is hurting Granite Staters," he added. Hassan's energy policies have impacted inflation. Hassan has refused to take responsibility for soaring costs. "The administration was too slow to recognize the long-term reality of inflation, and they took too long to react to it," she told NPR on Monday. A recent Heritage Foundation study shows wages for American families are down $6,000 after adjusting for inflation, an increase from an earlier estimate that put the decline in real wages at $4,200. Hassan has given inconsistent reasons why inflation is out of control under Democrat rule. On Thursday, she said the pandemic and the Ukraine war were at fault. 2 days earlier, she claimed inflation was due to corporate greed. On Monday, the administration was to blame. Hassan has been publicly hesitant to praise Biden's legislative efforts. "I think President Biden has worked to address the country's challenges," she told The New Yorker on Monday. "What's really important here is that we have passed critical legislation and most of it has been bipartisan. That critical legislation has fueled inflation," experts say. In particular, Hassan voted for the $1.9 trillion for coronavirus stimulus, a debt limit increase, and the $3 trillion infrastructure package. She also voted for the $3.5 trillion so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which will cost taxpayers an estimated $700 billion. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.